Let's talk about the three biggest blocks to you attracting and manifesting a six-figure business. For your business to actually be generating six figures plus on a consistent level. Okay, so where are we going to start with this? Let's talk about six figures. Let's talk about why six figures is such a big deal, because this is important for you to recognize if you're going to uncover those blocks and realize which one of them is the one you may need to deal with first. Because six figures is a symbolic threshold, right? It's this threshold where you kind of step across from having a business that maybe might be considered still a hobby or not really the core livelihood for your household, and you step across this threshold and it symbolizes freedom, financial freedom, and it symbolizes success. Your business has made it. At that point, usually your business is employing other people and their livelihood partly depends on it as well. So it's a real coming of age for your business when it crosses this six-figure threshold. And emotionally and mentally, that is a really big deal. Now, if you've come from previously being in a job, as most of us have, and then you've moved into having your own business and being an entrepreneur, then the biggest issue with this six-figure thing and why it suddenly feels different and hard is because it's not the same as when you're earning six figures plus in a job. So you might have come from a career where you earned multiple six figures and you were really comfortable with that. And now suddenly you're in this business and it feels really weird and hard. And it feels like you have to ask people for way more money than you feel comfortable just to allow you to make that level of income. And so when you move into a business, you need to start recognizing that it's just not the same as when you were in a job. It is different in your business. And there's a few reasons for that. And the key one is that number one, you set your worth. You decide what your hourly rate is. You decide what your products are worth. You decide the pricing. You decide the structure, how long you work for, what kind of hours you work, what that looks like. And also you have to come up with standing up there and claiming it. You have to be visible. You have to actually stand up and claim your worth. Whereas in a job, you don't so much have to do that. You'll go to a job interview. You'll accept usually the salary that's offered, which is what most women do. They don't generally negotiate very well. And then you wait for the pay rises to come through. So it's easy to just coast along and appreciate the pay rises as they come and let somebody else dictate your worth. But in your business, it is totally up to you. And this is where those three big blocks come from, the three biggest blocks, generally speaking, that are at the cause of what's getting in the way of women attracting that six-figure income in their business. So you can sum them up as simply as this. Number one, I'm not good enough. I'm just not good enough at this yet, right? Or I'm not good enough to claim this amount of money, to ask this amount of money. And that's where the visibility blocks come in. So if that's a limiting belief, then often what happens is that the person who has that going for them, and maybe that's you or it has been you at some stage, you'll find that you're unwilling to show up or you feel uncomfortable about showing up as the expert, showing up as somebody who says, work with me, I can help you with that, and here's what I charge for it. It feels uncomfortable. So not feeling good enough is the number one. Number two is I don't know enough. I don't know enough and I can't offer enough. And that manifests itself usually in over-delivering, in taking on one course after another, getting all these extra qualifications that you don't really need, because deep down inside, you still feel like you don't really know enough, or what you're offering is not enough to warrant that level of income, to warrant charging what you're wanting to charge and that level of energy exchange. So it's not enough is the second big block that causes women in business to not be able to cross that six-figure threshold. And the third one is an oldie but a goodie, and it's I'm not worthy of it. It's a lack of worthiness, a lack of feeling worthy of it. And it can come in different kind of ways, but it all comes down to I'm not worthy of it. So there may be different phrases used, but they essentially mean that. They essentially mean I don't think I'm worthy of it. And that tends to show up in your pricing, you struggling with your pricing, struggling to set your prices, struggling to raise your prices, and also struggling to ask for money, to actually ask for the energy exchange. So they are the three biggest blocks to attracting a six-figure income in your business that I see all of the time. So I invite you to sit down with that and have a look at which one really resonates for you, and then be willing to do some work around it, because that's the next step. You need to shift your self-image if you're going to clear that block, if you're going to start seeing yourself as good enough, worthy, and knowing enough. That requires a shift in your self-image. And if you're ready to take that next step, then I invite you to help yourself to my free training that will help you do exactly that. I've linked it in the comments to this video, so go grab that now. And until I see you next, make sure you keep on embracing your unlimited potential. Bye for now.